I did a workshop. I always honor women first. It's not to slight the men. It's just that I think that it takes women to make women to make men. So I always let them give them. I don't know if I do the Adam and Eve thing. I may do the Eve and Adam. I don't know. But I did a workshop in Mount Clair, New Jersey, with Alva Lake, and the two poets were me and Quincy Troop. And we came in at different times working on this project, and it was called Broken in Parts, which actually was the writing done out of workshops with various people from New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and in that whole tri-state area. And I did the part for women, and it was called Broken in Parts, is what Lake named it. Any of you that know music and know Oliver Lake from St. Louis, he had this great project. And so it ended up being a great production last December. And so this kind of came out of that workshop with these women, because none of these women knew each other. But it was a way like coming together, and I'm saying, okay, what am I going to do with these women, right? So it was great to use the title Broken in Parts. Across bloodlines and geographies, the women gathered coming in from their winter, threads of yesterday's fabric, like a tattered dress that once danced a full circle. Or they came with tongues stuffed in their pockets, stories and tales swimming in the pools of their eyes, smiles of the lie. Songs sleeping behind the mask, tears dried up, dirges of lost grandmothers and fathers who had worn them like briefs, daughters who broke out of their wombs running, sons who forgot to remember them, ditties and hymns whispering under their skin. They came with pieces of their lives, balled up in their fists, fragments of their dreams, their houses, photographs, broken hearts in China, fingernails like frayed paper flowers. Breath like broke down promises, fallen. Breast like broke down promises, fallen once firm. The smell of love like clabber milk, their rapture ruptured, rainbows dry bones. The women gathered, collecting these shadows, picking up eyes and breath prints that hung over their shoulders. Coming in with the March wind breaking against their back, between breathing, between the cracks in the sun, so the sun creeped in from the ashes. Spirits were rising. They picked memories from between their teeth, tracing the trail of their tears, and once upon a time, laughter, discovering the voices stitched under the sole of their feet, reinventing themselves like a poem, chewing on a sonnet, rearranging their score, their hair, their wrists. These women came, these women gathered across bloodlines and geographies, finally busting loose, breaking bread in silence, sipping and swapping, knitting hands, reconnecting themselves, piecing and patching, shaking out the wrinkles, piecing their quilt with healing threads, ready to sing, making their song whole again. These women were very reluctant to just be in the room and talking to each other, as women so often do. Men sometimes can gather around sports and other things, but a lot of times women are not as quickly to get familiar until somebody breaks the ice, to somebody tells a story that's been somebody else's story, and then the tears come or the laughter come, and finally they begin to break apart, pull together all the broken parts of their lives and their hearts, And that's what these women did and came up with wonderful pieces that we eventually used in the show. You know I'm going to have to get my energy up here in a minute, don't you? Sometimes my soul looks back and wonders. Poetry for me is music. Poetry for me is celebration. Poetry for me is, it's okay to say amen. It's okay to stand up. You don't need to jump on top of Karen's tables, but you really can just relax and enjoy it. And it's sort of like folk poetry to me. It is my remembering, and I try to always remember myself. And this is for a woman who sang songs that most of us could identify with from a culture perspective. And sometimes all of us have to look back and wonder and say how I got over. And this piece is for the grand diva. I'm listening to all the, this word diva being thrown around so loosely. Anybody can be a diva, right? And that is just bothering me when I turn on this TV and see all this, how loose tongues just flap everywhere about she's a diva. And no, you have to earn that. That's big stuff. And all of a sudden, I see people up there who just started singing yesterday, and they are divas now. I don't know. But for Mahalia Jackson, the great Mahalia Jackson, gospel singer, this piece is called Soul Looks Back in Wonder. How I got over. I woke up this morning, and I'm going to insert a little line that Arthur would do here. I woke up with more than something on my mind. He would say that often. Woke up under a New Orleans sky and raspberry dust crawling the green where the clouds sweat, blossom scent sweet. Voodoo walks and a mojo talks where cooling boards like wooden hands lay slavery dry bones wrapped in black winding sheets someday to rise again with no more, no more, no more swan songs or dirges, black and blue. I got up, I got up, I got up, I got up and got out my traveling shoes. I got up ready to move on up a little higher, unhitch my mule, strap on my gospel boots, with my bus ticket in hand, Jesus in my heart, the gift of song in the throat of my soul, harmony unstrung and a melody unbent, ready for the road, ready for the road. Yeah, I was made a song, a lift every voice song, a born again song, a song built on nothing less than faith and righteousness. I woke up, got out my traveling shoes. God made me a song and bid me sing. Soon one morning I put on these traveling shoes, walked to walk all over this land from the Mississippi bottoms to the high thrones and kingdoms. Made me a song, I was made a song. Made me free to sing, uplifting and lowly, humbly and boldly. I woke up this morning, I woke up this morning, I woke up this morning. Woke up singing, and my soul looks back and wonder how I got over, how I got over. And that's for Mahalia. For the Million Man March, 2 million eyes, blue, black, tan, high yellow, and blue vein eyes, snatch shadows from between the legs of their ancestors, picking spirits, ancient spirits, collecting the tears, preparing the libation, knitting hands, gathering kneecaps, breath prints, copper feet, connecting bridges, lifting voices, 1 million nutmeg tongues, making a song of heartbreaking ground, seed planting for the building of a new pyramid. Let me get this other version out of something that I changed here. I did a piece for Dr. King, And I end up redoing it in about three different parts. So I want to share that with you. I had changed the... I hope I got it right here. Oh, yeah, that's fine. This is called King, A View from the South. He collected the eyes. Eyes snatched from between the legs of his ancestors. Eyes that floated on water, sun struck gold as yams, turned bloody. Eyes that fell into the dust. Eyes that hung naked from the tree in the hush. He collected the eyes, seen eyes, unpromised, eyes pregnant with dreams, and strung them like gospel around his waist. He collected the eyes, eyes for the vision, eyes for his vision, too. He saw the rapture beyond the rupture, beyond the great divide, beyond steel cobalt, eyes that lit up scarlet flames under purple skies and burned the backs of the sons of the daughters of the Delta, beyond the liquid laments in the hush, beyond the veiled Jim Crow and tears on the Dixie Trail. He saw the rapture beyond the rupture, beyond the back of the bus and the Mississippi mud, Birmingham jails and little girls' smoke-charred ribbons, flying half-mast, and mothers with terror nesting in their hair, and fathers with anger too big for their mouths. He saw the rapture beyond the rupture, beyond the cotton seed and the sharecropping shacks and concrete streets and marches and Cicero and Selma and hellhounds and bull, big bull with hog maw jaws, red knuckles and water holes. He saw the rapture beyond the rupture and saw the mountain where spirits like doves gathered, lips dripping with prayer, circling the saints. Circling and saints knitting hands, showing him a new nation with a new vision and listening to tongues talking back to God. He saw the rapture beyond the rupture, beyond the bullet. Three. From the source the river flows, seasons mixed match out of the night the sun rises. From the eyes of the wise, we receive the vision, for dreams are arrested when we wake. This is a piece for my good friend Julius Hemphill and one for Theolonious Monk. Monk, steal away, monk, steal away with monk, monk walking the wax neon finger tripping, monk popping, busting the kneecaps of harmony, and monk smooth swinging uptown, downtown, out of bounds, free around midnight, melody monk bringing it straight with no chaser, hands scatting and stretching, a bop rebound, looping electric on the ivory, shaking down the ebony, countdown to monk, keystone copping, notes unlocking cards, open unstrung, color weaving and changing textures, unstrung monk, mixing, jamming, juju, unstrung, discovering new ways and scales, unrun, knitting the magic, stitching a music tapestry, circling the air, genius monk, piano man monk, hats aplenty monk, Rudy Tooty monk with mercury shoelaces, wings on his fingers, monk bopping, root working, monk souling, like monk, transforming the music, maestro monk. And that's for Theolonious Monk. This is for Julius Hemphill. I don't know how many of you knew Julius. Julius received the International Music Award, which was something kind of new from the Library of Congress. Julius probably was one of the forerunners of what became later the avant-garde. What was given that title was actually just free music when we started out around about maybe around 60, 1965, 1966. Julius passed away in New York about 3 years ago. And what a great celebration for Julius Hemphill. And this is for Julius. There's a man singing under my skin, like a good song with a clear voice, singing the silk of a hummingbird, deep throated in the silver blade of holy grass. There's a man singing under my skin, rolling like a drum call, wind jamming my blue spots, blowing the dust off my wings, sifting the texture of my nature, rich in mahogany, between long chanting fingers, plucking out my ruptured nerve, restringing me. There's a man singing under my skin, like a brass band, breaststroking my winds, moving with the bebop eye. Scatting on these haints, charming these cooties, putting some rhythm on these blue notes, swinging low like a sweet chariot, making my spirit rise, jamming and vamping, vamping and a jamming like a poet chewing on a sonnet, rearranging my score. There's a singing man dancing under my skin. Dancing with easy feet, steady like a metronome stride, dancing a full scale with an insatiable passion. There's a singing man dancing under my skin. The man with the boogie-woogie ear, laying down a gypsy string bass line in brass, sun dancing me gold like a Congo waltz, doing a bamboule and a hushiku. There's a man singing and dancing under my skin, with a whole Sahara of tamarines, stringing a gospel pearl between my hanks and my harmony, between my rattle and my reason, reconnecting my muscles, my nerves, my bones with the soprano tongue, turning my brass bones to rainbows. This man, this singing, this dancing under my skin has broken my silence out loud. And that's for Julius. And this is for, I wrote this when I think about Arthur. We joked a lot about a lot of things. Anybody knowing Arthur had it, you know, he had a great sense of humor, and I've realized over the years since I met his mother, he got it. He seemed so much like her in terms of his humor, the things he would say, how he would write, how he would read, how he would sing his work, and some of our conversations just where we go here, there, and some of everywhere. And I think we on several occasions we talked about everything from children to who love somebody and who don't love nobody, and from Mississippi to St. Louis to Chicago and to other places that you just make up and go when you don't have nowhere else to go. So this is for Arthur Brown, and it's Arthur did a piece called Trumpet in the Morning, and that piece was very striking. It's really from the old Negro spiritual. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west, but I'm going to rise up and be a trumpet in the morning. Arthur took a lot of his poems came from steeply cultured, from a lot of song, from a lot of things that went on in his culture, but one would never know because he never talked about it, not even in the way that I talk about it. You just would know it from his work. And so we have kind of incorporated this in Spirit Stage, which we do when we're on the road, and we recently lost our singer, my very good friend, Joan Buiz, passed away right after our California tour. And she always managed to sing Trumpet in the Morning, the full version of the spiritual, and I would read Arthur's piece that he wrote called Trumpet in the Morning, and this is just a response, not so much a response, but just what I thought about Arthur when we'd be talking and different kind of things. It's called I Remember, Ray Boy, Black and Blues. I remember Ray Boy, blue, black, bug-eyed with your chocolate smile, when you was just knee-high to a hop of grass and time was half past a monkey's ass. Remember when you was just a little scuttlebutt deep, junior flip, hip-dip in the mouth of the South Tongue, plucking cotton in the Mississippi bottoms. Remember you sitting around your granddaddy's ankle, eyes sucking his footprints, sopping your history like a biscuit doing gravy, collecting your shadows, sharpening your wings on the teeth of your ancestors, tucking them words in your little hip pocket with your chocolate smile and your little boogie-bugle you was always passing passing out for a trumpet. Oh, I remember you, Ray Boy, blue, black, and bug eyed. When them white sheets lit up the night like Toe Jam Fever, when your daddy did a two-fisted nickel knuckle dance on a cracker's ass, in less than 3 days he was pushing up daisies underneath that old magnolia tree, and the low Dixie wind was whistling a breeze around that old rugged burnt-out cross, and your mama's tears was Proud Mary. Oh, I remember. Remember you playing on your two-string guitar in the outhouse when you swore on a capon and a rooster that someday you was going to take Gabriel to a duel before that great getting up morning, said you was going to take him down solo, 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 all by yourself solo? Said you was going to smack him with a vamp and then snatch one of your poems out your little hip pocket and word whoop him to death with your good foot, strong as red devil lie, and dare him to rise. I said, I remember when you said you was gonna get up, fly right, and do a light foot and hum and shuffle, get on that rock out of line that sidewinds at the junction round midnight. Said you was gonna put some dust between you and them hellhounds breathing on your heels. Said you wanted to blow, say you wanted to blow you to your two-bit boogie bugle. You was passing off for a trumpet. Said you wanted to blow blast some real brass, do a shoo-shoo, bop-hop with your hip flip and a rebop vamp, a rap so boss that it might tie up a wet dream and make a cockroach sing. Said you was going to St. Louis, baby. Said you was gonna take that long-legged swamp water woman with you, cause that two-headed nest snapper between her thighs you just didn't want to leave behind. Oh, I remember you, Ray Boy, blue-black bug-eyed with your chocolate smile and that two-bit boogie bugle. Yeah, you finally traded it for a trumpet, and now every morning I can hear you blow, "You can bury me in the east. You can bury me in the west. I'm gonna rise up and be a trumpet in the morning." It's all right to clap. See, because, you know, poetry from an African-American point of view, it's a ritual, you know, it's part of the ritual. You can laugh, and it was kind of funny. It's the first time I've been to Duff's reading where I felt like I had to be quiet, you know. I said, "Oh, ain't nobody here clapping or nothing," because I would tell you to clap. It's just all right, you know. If you don't like it, you clap because I'm here and you're glad I'm finished. If you like it, you clap because you like it. You know, that's all a part of getting in the spirit. I'm not a real academic poet, you know. And although I like people that are from the whole thing of academic, but there seems to be a problem with academicians and people that just do plain old raw poetry, right? That just comes from a spirit and soul. Then we want to know how many lines is, how many meters, what's happening. Well, by the time I go through all that, you know, I can't write the poem. Because I'm sitting up thinking about some man-made stuff that people done put behind. If you don't follow these rules, it's not a poem. But I look at the traditional vernacular of African-American literature before it was written down, and it was song, it was poem, it was speech, it was story, it was folk tale. It was all those things that kept that spirit stirring. And, you know, we're still writing it. We're still doing it. So, I mean, I like some of them dead poets, even some dead black African-American poets. But, I mean, we're about living. We are alive. And like Kyoko was talking about, the things she remembered from her grandma, we have to all remember our spirit. I just can't write a real good cat poem. I had 7 cats once. I just couldn't. You know, until I saw them leaping and moving and pick up the life. I'd love to write about trees, but somehow I got to connect my life with the life of that tree, because that's the essence of poetry for me, is to connect life with all life. And sometimes I feel like that tree in the winter when it's bare and naked. You know what I mean? When it ain't nothing, then it takes on a dress of ice And then it can remind me of all the kind of dances I like to do. And then I think about it also in the fall before it gets to that time and all the chloroform is draining from it. You know, when you're feeling, some people call it depressed, sometimes you're just feeling drained, you know. And I'm thinking, that's when I'm thinking about that tree out my window that is beginning to shed its clothes. Or in the deep winter, I was stuck in the Anorak's up in upstate New York. Couldn't get out of there. Went to a bowl, had a gig up there. And it was just so wonderful. I learned to appreciate. I didn't learn to, but I really began to write about the dressing of how nature dresses us at different seasons. And I couldn't get out, but I could stay in, and some people came over. We had lots of tea. But I was just drawn to this, in this little bitty cottage, to look out on all of this snow that had gone, all these cars that were sleeping under the snow, and the trees, the different designs that they made against the sky. You know, so nature's so beautiful, but I must be able to connect as a living part of life. You know, I want to connect with that flower. I want to connect with that tree. I want to connect with the sky. I want to connect to God. I want to connect to the earth. All of that, because we're talking about preserving the environment, but actually it's connecting our lives up with what life already is. And I think in the Western world, we just separate everything. We would separate state and church. Well, that's fine. But can you separate spirituality from self, from you? You know, the drainage or lack of thereof, or the fullness thereof. So I think as I get older, I'm beginning to do more teaching with my work. I'm not going to try to give you all a lesson. Now that I have a student here, I don't want him to have to go back through this anymore. But I just think, for me, poetry is alive. I don't want to sit somewhere where I'm feeling like everything is dead. No, that is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word is, and it will always be. There is power in the word. And people are getting mixed up about the spoken word. You know, it's becoming this fad. But that's okay, because out of that comes the greater voices, the new voices. But the poem is written to be sung. It's written to be spoken. And we speak it in different tongues from different experiences. And I just like to remind people, when you listen to my work, it is strictly from the tradition. So it's okay to do whatever you feel like doing, you know. Don't boo me. Just say, sit the hell down, right? But, I mean, it's life. We want to have some life in this, even when we write about some things. This is a piece called I Have Known Women, Rivers of Women. And you may hear, you go through periods. I do as a poet. Sometimes I'm using similar imagery in different pieces talking about things. You've heard the lines, blue, black, tan, high, yellow, blue vein. Those are all the different titles that we give to race, that we give to intra-racial experience. A lot of people outside of the African-American community did not know all the different names that people in the African community call each other. I mean, as I sit around here, you will see that there's some blue, black, tan, high, yellow, blue vein women, I'm sorry. And there are my friends, many of them that are here. So this is really a piece I wrote for any group of women and for men to listen to and hear and hope they can think about their mothers or their sweethearts or their women or just their hoochie, whoever they, you know, whatever. Anyway. It's called I Have Known Women, Rivers of Women. Blue, black, tan, high, yellow, blue vein women, river crossing women, water deep as the Nile, Mississippi as mud, seaboard and island ocean women. Women who ride the wave, balance the tide, swimming women, water walking women, treading water, floating, going with the flow women, backstroking jellyfish and mud crawling women. I know women who drown, sinking women who sleep at the bottom of the water. I have known women, blind women, hawk-eyed and eagle-winged, that spread, stir the nest, strike the wind, and soar. Women who strap mercury around their ankles and make airborne feet. Flying women who fly off the handle, up against brick walls, break wing. Women who fly nonstop with earlobes and elbows and toenails and tongues like flying saucers. Fly by night women, swift wing and blind as a bat at high noon. And straighten up and fly right women. Women with magic under wing. I know women of wonder with moon eyes. I have known women bold, brave, brass, and sassy women, cinnamon breasts and whispering smiles, women with custom designed lifelines that make beauty a new face, women with struggling wrists and jagged edges, with lifelines that read like old worn out road maps. I know women, sweet bread and sourdough and rainbow wrapped. I said I have known women, women who sue, who lay a third eye on evil dare to move and make it sink in a blink. Women who hear, who put an ear to a stone, x-ray a moan, hear a cry before a tear drops. Women with keen nostrils who smell shit before it stinks. Women reminiscing and ruminating on the rudiments of roots and the source of nature's remedies, diviners, and root women. I have known women, troubled women, with sacks and satchels and bags and bundles of trouble. Women who serve trouble on a platter and chaos for dessert. Women who carry trouble like a bone, tall tales and who shot John about other women, lying women. Women who sneaky peed in the back door and cheat in the front room. Seesawing, hem-hawing, double-tongued thieving women who steal your money, your honey, and unlaugh your funny. I said I know women, peach cheek, Maybelline, ruby lips, swinging hips, face in paint full of haints. Women who sleep in your back pocket, wear you down to a nub, run you ragged as sauerkraut. I said I know these women who dare do right to come around their stoop and make good stuff tuck tail and haul ass. I know women who run peace, who turn peace to piss and a hellhound and put a hellhound at risk. I have known these women. Dancing women, bebop and shoo-shoo feet women who rebop a jitterbug real sweet, package a huckabuck and sell it, hip-hopping, bop a boogie-woogie, stomping women, women holy-rolling, dancing with Jesus, two-stepping with the devil, rocking with the wind, women drum beat, bear, bear, bear. Women with collection plates, collecting rhythms and dancing. Women dancing the wrinkles out of their brows and bed and their heads, making spirit rises. Passion snatches a jelly roll and booty grinds like an electric slide. Women who point and ballet and boogaloo and dance the nutcracker between the cracks in their lives. I said, I know these women, healing women, spirit women, women of vision. Women who be the dream coming true, peacekeeping, women sun-sipping, women who light up dark corners, dingy hearts, women who put a move on the fog with knees of harmony, smooth teeth, divas and doers, righteous women of purpose, substance and substance with music, music-making women, word walkers between the crack, the foot of the mountain and the eye of the sun. Love soars and seed planting women, birthing and bridging, praying women, standing ground women, traveling light, good vibes and laughing women who be married with tears that turn, what turn crystal. I know these women, these mothers and daughters and lovers and wives and sisters and grandmothers and queenies and hoochies. And these women who make women to make women to make men. I know these women. I have known these women. Rivers of women. Blue, black, tan, high yellow, blue vein women. Knitting hands and collecting eyes and ribbons. And photographs and hair clippings. And knitting hands and collecting, and hair clippings. Poems and stories, stringing pearls and parables and tears and smiles, gathering picnic baskets, silk gloves, birthmarks, teacups and ashes, picking the flowers, snatching the breath prints, writing a song called Women, Rivers of Women. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, I'll do a couple of more, and that's going to be it. We'll talk You know, I've been trying not just to write about some of this stuff that's going on because it really is not new. I'm working on a piece talking about some of these tragedies that are occurring that are being brought to the media. I mean, there's always been these tragedies, but they're hitting places now that are bringing a lot of attention. And I'm glad it is, because in the process of that, all people can get some help. Those people that are experiencing the violence in the city, as well as those in the suburbs. But there's a strange kind of thing that's moving in the land now, along with the things that are coming out of the elements, the various kinds of catastrophes, the natural kinds of come from a natural source that we have no idea of. So I'm working on that. I'm not trying to address that problem tonight, but I am going to read a piece called Dream Eaters. It is one of the pieces on the CD, and I'm reading it because I am concerned about the number of people. So it's not just with young people, although it appears it addresses that, but there's a lot of people that are eating up their dreams for various reasons. And this is called Dream Eater. Dream eaters on the edge. Broken like glass on the edge, they wear no mask, just the wind on the edge. Blood runners with fire between their ears on the edge. They swallow the sun and chew on the moon on the edge. Star-studded teeth light up the air on the edge, they are the war. Enlisted soldiers, our battle scars on the edge. Dream eaters on the edge. Edging. They celebrate their own rites of passage, avenging their ancestors, the revenge of the middle passage, on the edge, they confuse the unjust with just us, on the edge, dream eaters just iced on the edge, they smoke dreams and choke dreams and stomp dreams on the edge, you can smell them before daybreak, you can see their shadow at high noon, on the edge, edging, dream eaters on the edge. Dream eaters who suck eyes, sweet eyes, innocent eyes, free and easy eyes, stone eyes, bitter eyes, old eyes, bold eyes, doo-doo eyes, bitch eyes. They suck eyes with angry straws on the edge. Eyes sucking dream eaters on the edge, dying with wet, soggy dreams on the edge, in the street on the edge, in the arms of a hot, funky beat on the edge, they just die and die and die and die on the edge with no cooling boards, no winding sheets, no medals, no honors, backs against the tomorrows unborn. They just die and die and die, da 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 on the edge with just one crystal tear. Trapped in the fear of a mother's scream. Stop! I think I'll do some light and close with Put Your Hanks on Me. It's another kind of rhythm. It's a piece also that's on the CD. It has a kind of, how many of you from Louisiana? Any parts of Louisiana? No, nobody. I guess nobody but me, in a sense. So the language is kind of different in that it's using words that basically is a southern voice, in a sense. It's a kind of broken English, but there's a big thing on Hanks now, haunted house, all the stuff. We just called them Hanks, you know. In my neighborhood, we just called them Hanks where you grew up. You know, Hanks is them things that get on you or you can put on people. You know, maybe they can't take them off or they have to go somewhere to take them off. Certain people put it on, certain people take them off. So this is called Put Your Hanks on Me, and it's a real kind of rhythm and bluesy kind of beat, and it was recorded with an accordion player from New Orleans, well, from South Africa who lived in New Orleans, so that was kind of strange. The whole, and what's very clear on the Caribbean kind of voice. So this is called Put Your Hands on Me, and I'm going to just do what I can with it. Put your hands on me. Put some of that goober dust all around my feet. Pluck a lock of my hair, wear it everywhere. Ring a chicken's neck till it hoop. Sprinkle some of that sea salt under my stoop. Crisscross me with a black cat's bone. Lord, 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 makes me want to stay home. So surprise me if you must. Work your roots, your love. Cause I like that way you do my stuff. You make my juice box run like hot buttered rum. You love me so good I want to skip, jump, and run. Makes me feel deep and blind and dumb. Gonna put your hands on me, baby, honey. Squeeze me like you do that eagle on a dollar. Take my whisper to the holler. Turn my minute to an hour. Increase me to the third power. I said, put your hands on me, baby. I said, so rise me if you must. Da-da-da-da-da. Work your roots, your nerve, cause I like the way you do, master. Hey, hey, hey. But when you see me coming, click your heels three times, whisper Greek, Greek rhyme, but don't you make no wish. I say, when you see me coming, stroke your breast three times, don't forget to make a mojo sign. But I say, don't you make no wish, cause your mix, your mix won't fix on a Creole monkey. Now you can snake hit me, baby.